Part 17. The Wolf. Chapter 34. North they travel, deeper into the wilderness. The old man has already walked steadily for 2 days, and the pace he keeps is slow but sure. Lulu understands that Malu knows exactly where he's going. In Afghanistan, Africa, South America, Lulu has followed the orders of many different men, men who flailed about in their directions and their resolve. Always there were questions in his mind about the orders they delivered, but not with this man. There's a yielding in Lulu that he's never felt before. It's as if he's been moving toward this old man and this moment forever. They walk for hours. And although Lulu knows the old man could easily hide their trail, it's clear he doesn't care now if they're being followed. The sun has dropped low in the western sky, and the shadows of the woods are slanted long when, at last, they come to a flat tabletop of rock whose far edge plunges 50 feet into the water of a lake that reflects the green pines rising like walls around it, and the pale blue of the sky above. The air feels especially fresh here, redolent with the scent of evergreen. Lulu can smell the clean water, the cool mineral of the rock. The old man finally speaks.
Minnow Bumadazawin.
What does that mean?
The way of the good life. The answer to the question that brought you to me.
What question?
We must build a fire, the old man says.
The warm day and the sun have dried the wood they gather. Lulu goes about the business of the fire, which is second nature to him. Always prepared, he has brought a little watertight container of kitchen matches. But when he brings out the matches, the old man shakes his head and offers Lulu flint and steel instead. Lulu smiles, accepting the challenge. He finds dried brown lichen on a nearby rock outcrop and uses it as tinder. The fire is soon blazing. The old man lays out his blanket near the flames. Lulu sits on the other side of the fire. He waits for the old man to speak, to teach, but as the light slowly fades, the old man sits gazing at the lake. For more than an hour, they sit this way in silence. Lulu feeds the fire. The old man seems lost in a trance. Finally, Lulu's stomach grumbles, a noise so loud in the stillness of the place that it seems to him like thunder. He takes what's left of the jerky he's brought and holds out the other half to Malu. The old man eyes the offering, turns from the lake, and accepts the food. But when Lulu prepares to eat the jerky he's left for himself, the old man says,
"No, you will fast."
Lulu hands over the last of his food.
"Your name," the old man says.
"Lulu."
"The wolf,"
the old man says, translating into English the meaning of this French name.
"A noble animal, brother to the Anishinaabeg and your clan. Let me guess, Maingan,"
the old man says, using the Ojibwe word for wolf.
"The clan I chose for myself," Lulu says. "I never knew my people. I don't know my real clan."
"And Lulu?"
"I have no birth certificate. I was named by the white people in the orphanage where I was raised. I hated the name they gave me. When I left the orphanage, I chose a new one for myself."
"Lulu is a good name, but I find it strange that you would be in the company of such lesser beasts. Those other men, I believe they did not understand you."
"I've been in the company of men like them most of my life. Whether they understand me has never been important.
I think that is not true, the old man says. It is easy to see that your spirit is a lonely one.
I know you from dreams, not you exactly. I don't know how to explain it. But the moment I saw you today, I knew you. It is a great web that the Creator spins, and within it we are all connected. Dreams are sometimes the threads of that connection. In dreams, my Ingan, I have seen you too.
In the same way Lulu has been awaiting this old man, the old man has been waiting for him. This new knowledge fills Lulu with a warmth he's never known before. Tears flood his eyes and stream down his cheeks. He has never wept in front of another man, never shown any weakness, but now he lets the tears flow freely.
You told me I've come to learn something. What is that? I will do my best to help you find the answer for yourself. We must crack you open first. Fasting is the beginning, and tears are good too.
Lulu stands, overwhelmed by an urge to embrace the old man.
Move, and I'll shoot you.
The voice at his back is sharp with outrage and cold with purpose. Lulu freezes.
Hands behind your head and turn this way slowly.
He does as he's been instructed, and finds a woman standing at the edge of the rock tabletop, a rifle snugged against her shoulder, the barrel leveled on his chest. Behind him, he hears the old man laugh.
It is good that you have come, niece. We can use your help.